Hare Krishna. The fruit of devotion is taste for devotion. Normally, when we do any activity in life, we do it so that we can get some other result. For example, if a person works at a job, it's not that the person loves the work. The person works at the job so that that job provides for maybe earning a dream house that the person wants. So normally, our work and what we desire from the work and the fruit are normally different. That's how it is in our normal life. And when we come to spiritual life, we carry this work-fruit dichotomy in our minds with us. And that's why when we do some activities even in devotional life, we expect some other fruit to come from it. For example, when we start meditating, say by chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Then when we are chanting, we expect something to happen. Maybe some mysterious white light we will see in our head. Maybe we will feel some pulsating current through our body. Something special will happen. Not just the same repetition of the same sound again and again and again. So this expectation of some other fruit apart from what we are doing, this can be the greatest distraction for our spiritual advancement. Why is that? Because in spiritual life, the essence is not discovering something new, it is recovering something old. We have an eternal relationship with Krishna, and the purpose of spiritual life is to revive our forgotten memory of that relationship. So Krishna is the reservoir of all happiness. And when we connect with Him, by meditating on Him, we gain access to that happiness. Unfortunately, however, we don't normally relish Krishna's presence and Krishna's remembrance because our mind is too distracted. So, although Krishna is relishable, but our mind is dragging us in 100 other directions, we can't focus on Krishna. And that's why we cannot relish the sweetness of Krishna consciousness. Now, Krishna says when we practice sadhana bhakti, what happens by that? In 12.9 he says, Atha chittam samadhatum na shaknosi mai sthiram abhyasa yogena tato mam icchaptum dhananjaya. He says that abhyasa yogena tato, by the practice of abhyasa yoga, what will happen? Mam icchaptum dhananjaya, mam icchaptum, you will get desire for me. Now, this means that Krishna is saying the purpose of practicing bhakti or doing meditation is desire for Krishna. That is the fruit of practice of meditation. Now, what is so special about desire for Krishna? Actually, desire for Krishna is what enables us to access the sweetness of Krishna. As long as we don't have desire for Krishna, then even if Krishna is manifested, even in His all attractive form, still we will not be able to relish. We will look at Krishna, Krishna, what have you brought for me? As if Krishna is, there is something other than Krishna that is a greater gift than Krishna. So that's why the desire for Krishna is the greatest gift. The desire for Krishna will enable us to relish the sweetness of Krishna, and that desire will drive away all the other desires that take us away from Krishna. So when we practice meditation, the fruit of meditation is taste for meditation. That means we get more and more taste. We want to chant Krishna's names more and more. We want to love and serve Him more and more. And in this way, our spiritual advancement becomes steady and sweet. And the day we stop expecting any other fruit from meditation, apart from taste for meditation, from that day onwards, our meditation will become more focused, less distracted, and thus it will become more relishable. So by stopping expectation of any fruit other than Krishna and attraction for Krishna, what will happen is we will get the supreme fruit. And of course, at a material level, things will go on. Sometimes there will be success, sometimes there will be failure. If our mind is calm and focused, we'll be able to function more effectively at the material level. And even the material fruits may come out better for us. At least our performance will improve, and the results will also correspondingly improve. But irrespective of whatever fruits we get at the material level, by the practice of bhakti, by steady meditation, we will always be connected with Krishna, always relishing His sweetness and always joyful. And then you'll understand this is the supreme fruit. That actually meditation offers the supreme fruit of taste for meditation. थैंक यू, हरे कृष्णा।